Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Right, it's Red News Podcast 190, and it's before Wolverhampton Wanderers, which, if ever this is a lockdown fixture, even in like, this is just, I never want to play Wolves. If Armageddon was announced, like, it would put me out of my misery compared to playing Wolves at any occasion. So it's like us playing Wolves in front of no fans is almost the perfect time to play Wolves. I hate playing Wolves. I hate it. I hate the fixture. I hate everything about them. I hate the fact that it's never entertaining. I hate the fact that they dull the... You know, they've got good, decent footballers, but it's somehow embedded into their culture and soul.
Hello, Coggy.
To drain that. So, Nick's looking at me daggers. So, it's me, Nick Nathan. Can I... There's three of us here. We're having a quick pint before selling. First of all, thanks to everyone who has been so kind with the campaign. We are nearly there, and like, I don't take it lightly, none of us do, to say, like, with everything going on, nothing works. I've had a morning of nothing works in this country, everything's falling apart. So to have people who support and get a fanzine, I just, like, I cannot understate. But me and Nick have bought the same amount of bags, me from Cockneyland and Nick from Whitefield stroke Berry. And who has moaned all morning about said carrying same amount of bags, and who hasn't, Nathan?
I love that we've been sat here for 15 minutes. Nick's just arrived into the building, and he's looking at us. He's not said a word yet.
He hasn't said a word.
He's just staring at us.
Is it millennial? What a woe to carry a couple of bags of mags. No, thank you, Nick. Don't hate me. Don't launch the pint again. You're wearing a white shirt. Is that a good combo when you're having a beer? White shirt, spillage. Right, I'm going to rant a few bits. Apologies for the state of the last podcast, as I say, like, and me and Shane were whispering because we were in a bar where it was full of them and they were celebrating.
I listened to it last night. I put it in the group. So it was Friday night, and this is how my Fridays are now. I was at my allotment on a Friday night, just having a little beer, doing a bit of weeding, listening to the pod. And I must say, it was like, obviously it was a bit of a mixed match one because it was the last couple of games after us, but it was good. And the bit at the end where you replayed the clip from, was it in Mother Match?
Yeah.
Wasn't it? Yeah. With Tom Clare, was good. So, and it was really good to listen back to it.
And his voice was upsetting. You know, like, you hear someone who's passed their voice and it's quite upsetting and emotional. But I will say, it's what... He just brought it back. You listen and you do feel like, yeah, I know what it felt like, or what Duncan was, by Tom's description. And, like, that's the mark of Reds. You know, like, you can have journalists who describe something, but fans who were there know far more and can articulate what a person and what a style and what a player. What can't come across in a podcast is Tom, even then in Mother Max, and he'd had a few, and he was compass mentors. But when we mentioned Eddie Coleman and Snake Hicks, he did a little, like shimmy, which you can't, like, and I'll remember that fondly. So, missed. I will get a few things out of the way. I'm dreading this. It's got, well, Phil, quickly, as Lee calls it, the ferret. 2 minutes of your time. You've done every game again this season, again.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Are you knackered? Well, yeah, I spoke to Les and that good Reds last week at West Ham, and they were fed up, obviously, the result.
Traveling.
But they all said the Thursday, Sunday, they
Thursday,
can't do
Sunday,
it.
Thursday, Sunday, travelling. The fact that we've had a lot of games, you know, midweek, every week since Christmas, it's punishing, you know, for fans. It's really hard. And with the last few games being, you know, London on a Thursday, Brighton on a Thursday, West Ham on a Sunday, very difficult transport-wise. Very tiring, and like the team, we're looking a bit jaded. The fan base
what
is looking jaded.
What did you do on your week off?
Loved it, absolutely loved it. Did some work as well. Actually did some work, but I'm actually tired because I've actually worked as well. Not great.
But do you think we'll get over the line?
I think today's a big game, mainly because we've had a week off. The players should be a bit fresher. I believe Rashford's definitely not playing, so we are going to struggle for goals because between Weghorst and Marshall, you know. We've not a lot going for us. He probably needs to mix it up front. Or Garnacho, why not? Maybe even throw a curveball, you know, up front. But he's going to play one of them, Weghorst or Marshall, and a pair of them.
What about Anthony up top?
No, I said to Lee before, play Anthony up top. Give them something to worry about that's a bit different. Because at the moment, Marshall wanders around in his gloves like he's not interested, and Weghorst just not good enough. You know, he's the biggest man I've ever seen who can't head a ball.
Maybe he was working on adrenaline, but there was a buzz, you know, around the League Cup final. We were all, get in.
But the League Cup final was the end of our season almost. When we went around with the trophy, we've deflated ourselves since then, and I think we've really struggled energy-wise since that League Cup final. And the Seville thing, you know, at home, not the away game, the away game was coming. I could see that coming, but the home game, when we were 2-0 up, 10 minutes to go, that's where the season sort of come to an end, if you like.
It's hindsight, really. I think if we'd have got through, I mean, we'd have really hit the wall. I don't think we'd make
Juventus away this week. Imagine playing Juventus a week after Brighton and West Ham. You know, apart from us being absolutely knackered,
knackered, and like a squad that's thin on the ground, a squad that we know is weak under. And like, I'm not absolving Ten Hag. I will, the United end was near empty at the 90th minute last week, you know, at West Ham. And I get it, people are fed up. But it felt like, I think sometimes, like, the away form's an abomination, and you can't accept that under any.
I think we've won six games away, and where have we won? Look at the games we've won, they're all been teams, and we haven't even won easily at these games. You know, Southampton, Leicester.
Fulham,
last minute winner. You know, we've won six times away from home in the whole season. Against anyone who's half decent away, we've been absolutely dreadful. Yeah.
And we've relied on home performance, and we've got to see it through.
Well, we've got three home games against teams now where Wolves are safe. Are they safe or almost?
Yeah,
Chelsea, who are really, if we can't beat a Chelsea side that currently is, you know.
But I'm relying on them to not turn up at ours, but turn up at theirs to stop you. I had a moment last night. I was fed up last week, but I thought, come on, beat Wolves at home and then put pressure on Leicester going, you know, against them. Who are a good thing is all these combinations. They're fighting teams who all of them matter and care about their season.
We have to beat Fulham to get in the Champions League. I'd fancy us at home.
Yeah, but if we don't, then it's shameful on us from this position, shameful. Even today.
No, but again. If you sold me now, we'll beat City and we won't finish in the top four. Oh my God, we'd be on it all day long.
Why can't we have both?
Arnie, what are you thinking? No, but the confidence builds from winning. So if we get, you know, Bournemouth are going to be safe by next Saturday. We should be winning there. You know what I mean? We're not playing Real Madrid away. We're playing Bournemouth. So we've got four winnable games in the league.
Such is
four
the badness of our away form. I've written it off. I've just gone like, get them three home
games.
I've
been looking at three home games all the way along. I agree, but it'd be nice to put it in the bag before we get to the last game of the season, so you can rest players, have a week off. Build up into the cup final like you used to. Get the players ready, fit. Whatever team we can put out there, whatever team he's got in his mind, get it fit. And then whatever happens on the day happens, and you can't do anything about that.
The cliche is like, form is very hard to build and can be destroyed in you know, like the confidence I thought on last Sunday.
Brighton last week. Yeah. I was gutted that we lost. I know it's not we're not going for the league or anything, but I was actually pissed off on the way back, thinking we shouldn't have lost that game. You know, we probably shouldn't have lost. And the way we lost it was.
Yeah. You know, I wish you'd sulked enough to fuck off back to the hotel rather than dragging me to an Irish bar till 4 o'clock in the morning.
I wish I'd dragged myself.
Where I was arguing with a bloke about a pizza because they only did 2-for-1 and it's massive signs on the seafront. 2-for-1, and I only said I want one. And there was no one around me. It was empty at 4 o'clock on a Thursday night. Surprisingly, he said, we only do 2-for-1. I don't want two. I want one.
You knew that was coming. We were staying in the hotel opposite. We said, the only bar open till 4 is that one. You know where we'll be at the end of the night. And where were we? In that bar. Yeah. But after that, West Ham, if somebody said, here's £100, put it on who's going to win that game on Sunday, I'd have put it on West Ham straight away. And we looked very, very...
Well, it is a question.
We looked,
here's one.
It was a game we didn't need on Sunday, wasn't it? course. West Ham, absolutely.
Yeah, but we've still, you know, like, and they had a game before. We should be doing this. This is not absolving. However much I think progress, you know, we've done well. You can't, I'm not having excuses from Sunday. Like, I think, come on, get your act together. No. We should. And we look like. Remember that 0-0 under Jose? It's like as flat as that. Where it was.
Oh, West Ham on the Thursday night or whatever. Southampton, remember? Southampton a few years ago.
Right, so here's a question. I've been thinking about this since Spurs. You know, we all know Old Trafford needs work on it. But Spurs, however good and flashy, mate, from my age group, or me personally, made me think, I don't want Old Trafford to become like that. Where do you stand on it?
I'm a refurbished Old Trafford man myself. I really, you know, at the end of the day, you'd like a bit better, a bit larger toilet facilities, a bit better concourses, bigger, yeah? I'm not asked about food and drink in the ground, personally, so I'm not too, you'd rather, if you've got a bigger concourse, you've got more room, for catering, and then people will be happy. A little bit more room in the seats. I don't want Arsenal, I don't want Tottenham where you've got theatre seating where you know you can fit two people in quite comfortably in a standing area. So, right, bizarrely, at Tottenham, because we had that rail seat, I was on the side. The noise only came when they got near the goal, and it reminded me of playing in Japan or America where when it goes in the box, everyone, whoa, you know, then it goes down again. I didn't find it, and I didn't last year either, I didn't like it. Yeah. Brilliant stadium, but not for me.
But we're not. The constant thing is what happens to Old Trafford whenever you know we'll get onto the takeover after the game. But it's like whatever happens is not for me or you anymore. It's not even for Nick and Nathan.
I look at Liverpool. As much as we hate Liverpool, right? They've rebuilt the main stand. Very impressive it is with corporate and everything else. It's kept the sort of atmosphere within the ground. They're rebuilding the Anfield Road. Now, I believe that's going to be on a similar sort of thing. And they've still got the cop and they've still
Phil,
got that.
Phil, I can't have, like, my head is mangled enough. Let's not give them praise.
No. I hate the bastards. But for the ground, they're doing it the right way for them. Their ground.
It'd be interesting. Everton's ground looks impressive from all the photos and that. It's, in, you know, like, it's not our.
But well, they'll never recreate the support, will they?
We won't be considered. It will be for not even Alberts. But what America do is they just knock it down every 20 years and go, right. Well, they move, which is another disgrace. But they'll go 20 years, this stadium has done its time.
San Francisco, they play in Santa Clara, you know, the 49ers. Yeah. It's an hour and a quarter away. Well, and it's a lovely ground, but, well, it's a lovely stadium. But can you imagine,
I still haven't forgiven them moving the Brooklyn Dodgers, and I don't even like the sport.
No, it's like, how can you move the sport? They're not even in San Francisco. It's like us playing somewhere like, I don't know, Blackpool.
That's a separate hate for the Glazers.
Well, I've got loads of hates of the week. Have you got a hate of the week, Phil, before you go back to your pint?
No, not really. I've liked this week because we haven't had a game midweek. I've actually enjoyed.
Love of the week is no United.
Love of the week is not having to worry about travel this week and you know, having three games
that,
in a week.
Is the worst the travelling for you now? Is that
the
hardest?
Are because, you know, playing midweek now. You know, there's no easy way of transport, as you, Barney, you know today. You know, trains, roads, everything. It's just harder and harder. And when you're playing down south or a long way away midweek, it's hard work. And when you're cracking on, well, you don't want to be getting up. You don't want to be getting home by road at 3 a.m. and having to go to work.
Well, that's what I mean. Nothing like you can't. Cheers for that. You can't like rely on anything. Like there's London to Liverpool, it's for the Eurovision and the Avanti, and it's like the RMT strike, and I'm always power to the people for the strikers, but please not on football days. I've had enough now of being punished for the strikes. But it's like they said London to Liverpool's a priority for the Eurovision, and I'll get onto that, Nick. But it's like, and there was no one there at Euston helping people, and also both trains early, there's no trains later. It's like, right, so Nick's got, I'll let him answer. Nick's got a spreadsheet for Eurovision, so I'll tell you through. I had Ian McKellen on my train, so that one of the reasons I had an actual free first class Avanti for using them so many times, and I thought, I will get this train, I will Gandalf light. So he gets on, he's grumpy, he's moaning, whatever he's had to do today, because he's on the last train's at 3 back, so I'm staying over. He's got to get back on. And he said, I'm not very enthusiastic about this day, to whoever he talked to. He didn't go wee, that's my Ian McKellen observation. And Ben said, if he does go toilet, you should just get in his way and go, thou shall not pass. And
I bet he's never heard that before. No one's ever said that to
but
him.
But I chortle to myself. Right, so I like the way Shane skated over my eBay sniffer dog imagination. Right, so, sorry people. But right, my hates of the week are hotels checking in at 3 o'clock, searches, general look down at you like you're scum by basically anyone in the world, social media, umbrellas in the street when there's a little bit of rain, people hogging the middle of the pavements. I've said all these before, Ant and Deck, that Nick decorator fellow who renovates things and now he's gone highbrow. Trains, train bogs, the removal of public urinals in this country, pieces of things not properly put together, Amanda Holden, Britain's Got Talent, Nick having a spreadsheet scorecard for Eurovision, 3G, slowness, the wind, dog poo in the street, BT Sports pundits, the Harlands as a family, Peston, Talk Shy, Simon Jordan, Jason Cundy, Gabby, appalling stakes, and I'll mention it again, Eurovision, hello Nick.
Firstly, it's not a spreadsheet for Eurovision. It's a scorecard system, right? There's a big difference between the two, right? You assess it on four different things. Boppability, you know, do you like it? Is it a good one to bop along to? You know, how good are the outfits? They're very important. You've got to assess the outfits.
Oh,
it's very important.
Oh, God.
You know, there's lots
I'd
of different criteria.
Sniff,
you know, is the song actually any good? You know, gets a rating as well. And it gets a total score. And then you add it up and basically...
How many of you doing this in your family?
I'm not with my family this evening. We're with another couple tonight.
I wonder why they've said no.
Apparently the smart money's on Sweden to win.
Is it?
And she'll have won it the second time. She's won it already before.
What, someone... What, you can go on it again? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Well,
pretty much I didn't. Right, so
I think we should be questioning Nathan's knowledge. I put
Saturday Kitchen on this morning and it's all they were talking about.
But I will say what I was telling people at Euston is there's a website called, and get on it people, Real Time Trains, and it tells you the platform because it's the live information.
Yeah.
And they only get it wrong about 1 or 2 in 100 times. It tells you the platform before the platforms come up. So real-time trains, you'll always get on it. Right, I'm going 1-0 or 0-1 today. And it's going to be, just take the win now. Aston Villa-like, don't care how it comes about.
Phil said, it's going to be a...
You're on the podcast again. And you called it, Brighton, Eric Ten Hag's transaction.
Hey, I can't believe you're doing it without me, but I'm a bit busy. I'll be back in a bit.
I think it's going to be a struggle without Rashford again, but like we said, I think Garnacho needs to start, and you know it'll be his first game in a while, won't it? So we'll have a thing to prove after new contracts and stuff, so... I think we'll be alright. I think we'll win comfortably today.
Fucking hell.
I do. I think
Jesus Christ.
That's because he's a pack of half into his Guinness.
I just think, like you say, we're a different beast at home, and I just think the fans aren't good.
Yeah, but aren't we Drew a cropper? That's my Armageddon head on.
I don't even know if we're a different beast at home. We still seem to scrape through. Look at the Villa game.
No, but we're getting wins.
Yeah, but it's
winning.
It's not a different beast, is it?
It's because we're not winning away.
No, it's not that different, though, is it? Winning 1-0 and losing 1-0. It's very fine margins, and the performances haven't been that different. It's just, do you get a different
No. I thought Sunday was appalling. We've got a call.
Performances at
Brighton was all right.
Yeah, but
Brighton, if we'd have got the draw,
but
West Ham was appalling. We have to call.
None of the performances of the last few weeks have been particularly great.
But
none of them have been even okay. You can't even say Brighton was okay. You compare it to shit standards. So today, it's going to be that.
But it has been missing. I know, like, Garnacho has come out of nowhere, so you shouldn't be relying on a kid. But he has been missing, and I'm sure he thought, like, why you get one? It's not that initial burst, but you don't. He'll be better, like, when I need him in April. Yeah. And he wasn't better. And then he'd go, and without him knowing what we all know, he'd go, well, Martial will have a point to prove when he's back. And unfortunately, what we've seen is what they are. But I get that Ten Hag would have gone, oh, for fuck's sake, is this really all you can... Because, like, De Gea, what I didn't mention with Shane, and that was pretty shameful, is like how bad he's got. And like someone made a point in the mag, 80% of the time it's consistent, it's happy days, but the 20%, and I'd say it's now, like I know he's going to get the clean sheet record, so that's the positives with him, but he's costing us probably twice as many games as he's ever done now. And it's like, because you don't have a striker to save the day, we had Ronaldo last year, we don't have anyone to save the day.
Yeah, we can't, it's not a case of... outscoring, is it, at the moment, which I know is the aim of the game. But
my point was, though, is that I don't think the performances have been that different, and I think that Villa game, and I'm basing it on that Villa game as the last sample that we got at home, it was scrapping, it was unpleasant, and it was a little bit of a fluky goal that you get, a bit of a scrappy goal from Bruno that goes in. You could have easily have got that against Brighton. There's no difference. I don't think it's a different beast. I think today is going to be ugly and horrible. There's no way that we're going to come out there and suddenly be better than what we think we are, because we're not that. But this is the way that we are. We're going to be angry. And if we're not careful, we're in danger of spiralling to a very, very ugly cup final. So I think today is... I do think we'll win, but I think it'd be... I'll be remiss to think it's going to be more than 1-0, and it'd have to be a penalty. Maybe we'll finally get a penalty today from Bruno and get a Bruno penalty. So I'm going to go 1-0 Bruno penalty, because I just genuinely don't see us scoring a goal. Maybe with Garnacho being back, maybe that might change things, and I hope he starts. And I'm still wondering why he was on the bench against West Ham and didn't come on. I still can't understand it, regardless of it being 1-0 down, or if it was even 0-0 at that stage. If he's on the bench, bring him on. I don't get it. So for me, if he's fit enough to be on the bench, he's fit enough to start today. Maybe he doesn't get 90 minutes, so fair enough, and that's fine. But he seems to be a type of player that conserves his energy out the game anyway. That he can play 90 minutes. He's fucking 18, 19. It's like, you don't get tired at that age. You don't get hung over at that age. You just fucking get on with it. So he's got to play today.
Those were the days. Yeah,
I went for a 12k run on Thursday night, and I woke up on, and I didn't have a drink afterwards, and I woke up Friday morning hungover. And I was like,
I felt
hungover from going for a run. That's what I feel like. I'm 34, and I appreciate most of the people listening to this are a lot older than that. This is the stage of life now where things are getting worse. And I had 2 beers and 2 glasses of red wine last night, and I woke up with a hangover this morning. So it's shite. I don't recommend being 34. I don't recommend it. Anyway. What's your thoughts on being hungover after a run?
It happens. I've had it before. It's just being dehydrated, isn't it?
So remember that when it comes to the Christmas challenge. I'm hungover after doing 12k. Fuck knows what I'm doing for that this year, but I need to figure it out. But it's going to have to be a lot more than that.
I've got a half here. Sorry.
We're just talking about
I've done a Ken Barlow and got a half.
Being hungover after runs. So what are your thoughts on that?
When was the last time you went for a run?
When I've had to run for a trainer. Like my combined running over a lifetime wouldn't equate to a marathon. 52 years, you add up every run, and when I did it at that school thing last year and fell over, that was God telling me, that's why you never did it, Barney. Right, okay, last, have you got a hate of the week? Carrying mags, obviously.
I'd like to say...
I dread the name Wolves.
It wasn't even carrying the mags from Whitefield. I've got an Uber. I've carried them from Courtyard, which, you know, it's only down Oxford Road. It's 0.9 miles. But it's warm outside.
So shorts
we've
weather.
We've got sun, not shorts weather.
It's shorts weather.
I keep saying we'll be okay, but my head, I wish I didn't take it. I wish we all didn't take it. It's not self, you know, we all didn't take it so seriously. I just cannot switch off at the moment. And like, there's just that hanging edge of doom about you know who. There's that overhanging thing that with Pat saying, like, imagine if they picked us for fourth. I mean, like, we should never be celebrating fourth. But I will go, like, thank God it returns back to a little bit normal. I've had enough of the Europa
League.
But if they did it as well, it's like, fuck you. But no,
I think we'll, like, maybe, like you say, this is me being too optimistic for once, but I do think we'll get something. I don't think
we can't blow.
We're not going to. I generally just don't see us dropping another 4 points in these 4 games. And Liverpool could easily drop points as well. Like,
I think they'll drop points in a game.
Can you remember? Quickies. Can you remember what you were doing in 1993 when you had the title? How old were you?
Four.
Four.
So no, I don't remember, if I'm being honest, Barry.
Oh, well, shameful menu in there.
I don't remember. I do apologise. What were you doing when you were four? Exactly. That's my point.
Sliding a milk throat, I think.
I tell you, my early memories is losing the title in 95 at West Ham. That's like the earliest United memories I've been.
Don't bring that back.
I think that's my first season.
I don't like losing on the last day.
I'm trying to think what my earliest would be. Like, we was having this conversation the other day, weren't we? I think someone brought up Teletext, didn't they, in the group. And we were talking about that, and I was saying about how I remember we used to always, if there was ever a United away, my grandpa used to have a season ticket forever. I've probably said this before, his seat was like 10 rows behind the dugouts in the south stand. It was like such a good seat. Him and his best mate had these seats forever. And I remember, I was there, like, further on, I was there for when Rooney scored that goal against Newcastle. Like, that was, you know, the volley. Like, I remember being sat there, like, unreal view. But we're saying every time there was an away game, we'd always go around to my grandpa's and have Saturday dinner, like, a lunch and then watch the scores coming in on Teletext. Or my dad had...
What was the score to play? 3-0-2 or 3?
I can't... Ben was saying about this the other day.
The table was 3-2-4. I remember the league table was 3-2-4.
We'd either do that or go out for... My dad had just... This shows the time when petrol was cheap. We'd just go for a drive for 2 hours and just listen to the radio, listening to the commentary.
Well, the sports report jingle as well. Because there was no telly, the scores coming in. We listened when you get the train back from Old Trafford. Someone would put the radio and you'd hear. And then if Liverpool lost, there was always a cheer. I learnt what Andy Cole had signed for us, and that's in '95 off Teletext. That's my isn't it? Imagine learning about signings.
One of my earliest. Maybe around that time is when the day that we signed Eric, my dad happened to be getting it was really shit, his dad is covered up now, like a Red Devil tattoo on his arm, and it was the day that, and I remember that, so that was the day that Cantona signed for us. But
I will say, I always hated it if I wasn't there.
And but I remember, but I vaguely remember my dad getting the tattoo. So that's probably one of my earliest United relate, because it links, because it was the day that we signed him as well.
Do you remember the page having to turn over? And you'd say United were away at Wolves, for fuck's sake. And you'd be waiting, and it was one or two.
And you're like, oh,
and sometimes if there was lots
Coventry
of goals.
Nobody cares about Coventry v Barnsley.
Sometimes if the goal was like lots of goals, it would go to page 3. And you're like, for fuck's sake, get on with it. No Jeff around then, those days.
It'd be fucking brilliant, that, wouldn't it?
Like,
during
the war.
And you'd be like,
right, come on, predictions. Nathan's going for a thrashing. We're all in the Nathan Eurovision party, boat. Sequins.
2-0. I won't go crazy, I'll go 2-0.
God, the sad fact is we're going to thrash them, and thrashing is 2-0. It's probably true, though.
No, I said it'd be comfortable. I didn't say a thrashing.
Right, sorry.
I said it'd be comfortable.
Okay, fair enough.
Newsnight viewers there, just on air correction.
I've gone for 1-0 Bruno penalty. I'm sticking with it. Unless Garnacho plays.
We've got to do
it. And he's on it, then I'll change my opinion.
We've just got to do it. The sun is out.
I was just going to say, the sun's out. It's going to be one of those end of season, everyone's happy. The ground will look red because no one's wrapped up in the coats.
The ground will look red because no one's fucking there. Because there's 30% availability.
But the strike and that, you don't know.
That's why I look fucking red.
It's hard.
It's our second 3 o'clock game at home this season or something, I think.
It's
ridiculous, isn't it? It's ridiculous. That's my hate of the week.
What would Gandalf
say? It's our second 3 o'clock kickoff of the week.
He doesn't support United. John threw me a wobbly that I was going to get him on the podcast. Imagine getting told off by Gandalf on a train. And then just going, well done for not having a wee, Ian. Sir Ian. Does he want to be called Sir Ian or Ian?
I have a Sir Ian McKellen story.
Go on. Far out. Raised eyebrows from me and Nathan.
I will caveat this very quickly by saying you may need to edit this.
Fucking hell.
But I'm gonna.
It's not after the game, and it's not okay. So I'm glad you haven't got an Ian McKellen story there, Nick. Right. Anyway, cheers, everyone. We'll talk after. Nick's going to come for one quickly. No?
Well, I can't.
Not even one with your mates.
Well, I've come for one now with my mates, and I've got to pick people up for my Eurovision party this evening. I'm driving.
Driving where? I thought you were only two of you. See, we haven't been invited.
I'm picking up another couple. You're damn right, you've not been invited.
Oh, no.
The bingo cards I slaved over.
Swingers Eurovision. Could there be...
It's the people I went to Iceland with.
Swingers Eurovision in Bury.
It's not, well,
get on that, Alan Bennett.
This is heavily pregnant. So I don't think there's any swinging going on.
Yeah, but who's the dad?
For God's sake. Right, on that note. Bye, I'm going to start it now because Nick and Nathan are about to enter the pub. I forgot to say the other day, why do we always fuck up? And West Ham have probably stayed up, but why do we always fuck up our chances of putting pressure on West Ham to send them down? 92, the Tevez year. Don't they remember the ferry? No, that's a joke for any ICF listening. No, but it just pisses me off. I'm going to say my bit because Nick's got to dash off. But we got exactly the sort of game that I think everyone expected. Although Wolves were worse than I thought. I mean, as I say, I imagine being a Wolves fan, watching that football. But our games against them are just, I think that's Dante's hell. It's just like, oh, but we got the win and that was all that mattered. It wasn't fluid. I thought we'd look better when whatever you call him, came on. At least he was like he did at the first month, I know. It felt like at times Martial, I know he scored, but watching Martial and Ruud, well, he's like the 80s when Davenport would be replaced by Brazil or something. Maybe I'm doing him a disservice. And maybe, like, without gloves, we see the new Antonio Martial, but Casemiro's bookings now worry me, and it's like, I haven't seen it back, so is the ref picking on him? Or is he like... Oh, don't get suspended for that. But we just, by God, we needed it. And the pollen can fuck off. These white bits of pollen all day. What glorious weather. Everyone have just got into rain bar. It's very, very drunk around town. But may we never play Wolves again. But they always escape relegation. How does that side always escape relegation? And Costa used to be a good player. And now he's like... I said, I don't even know who the Wolves manager is. He just comes and then... It's like they replace him with a Lego kit, another Wolves manager. It's like, what's that all about? They're just one after another. It's the same type of football. It's just ridiculous. Right. I thought Nick and Nathan would be here. I don't do these monologues on my own very well. And I'm not in a dungeon, I'm in a bar and everyone's looking, why has he got the ferret, as Lee calls it? The ferret attached to Mel. Right. So can I tell you one other theory? Like, Nick's old Sancho on me, and I thought today for the first time, like, I just don't rate him. I feel sorry for him, but he's just not of the standard we need. He hasn't got the pace, he doesn't take a man on, he's a giver, as Nick said. And I know he's, but it just feels like the Dortmund thing. Our Dortmund really bad, because like Kagawa, Sancho, Mkhitaryan, they're just wonderful at Dortmund. And you get to us and you realise even in the crap, our crap is infinitely better. It's just like, never sign another Dortmund player again. It's like, let that be a Bermuda triangle. Right, thanks to everyone who bought the mug today. I will say, like, the campaign, as I said earlier, but sales weren't great today for a second day. I know everyone was on the beach, Wolves included, like... their heads, so it wasn't like you can have too hot, believe it or not. Don't want rain, don't want too hot, as ever the sellers fanzine world is, but it's like they weren't great today. So please, if you're one of those waivers, not just subscribe to the mag and listen to podcasts and all the bullshit we produce, but just please order this mag or buy it in the next 2 days, because we still got lots and we're like a bit below par now. I can't think of anything to say. I need someone to rant about. The pollen's pissing me off though, white flecks of pollen. What's that all about? But I better pause it. This is just nonsense. I had another profound angry moan. I can't even think it was about. Can't even work out the fucking pause button. I've not even had a drink. What's that? Help, I can't swim.
I'm sorry.
Well, you didn't come this way. Right, so they were out in the bar and I was out here. In here. Right, I got you one. Right, go on, Nick. Has you got a dash off? Why have you got a dash off? What urgent business have you got?
Oh, I've got my Eurovision party to attend to. And I'm currently sat here with a Coke as well, because I've got to do some taxiing. So I'm taking it very seriously. I'm hoping that the missus has cut out my scorecards and bingo cards that I've made by hand. If anyone would like a copy of them for next year, I'll be making them again there as well.
The game was so Wolves that one stage I overheard you saying you should really get into Andor to pull in front. And then there was fucking another bit in the second half where, what did you say? It was a conversation. I thought, I can't believe we're having this conversation. Like, anyway, game thoughts.
Shite, really. Robbie.
Where's the mate?
By the table outside. Just shite, wasn't it, really? It's just dull, drab. I said to you, and I was like, I feel like I've seen this game so many times now that it's just got that end of season vibe to it already. And there was only one or two of the players that really looked bothered by it. I thought Fred, when he came on, was brilliant. I was really pleased to see Fred. He won the ball back, put shifting. We've got no energy in our midfield at the moment with those three. All three of them look off the boil, with Casemiro, Eriksen and Bruno. And Fred came on and brought some life into the game. And I don't think there's any coincidence that when him and Garnacho came on, we got a goal. I don't mind him. I know he gets a lot of stick from a lot of people for a lot of stuff that doesn't do. But so what? If people have got strengths, then you play to them. That's what you should do as a manager. And I don't mind that. So I'm quite happy that we got the result.
I have to miss a late goal. But I was very pleased, Garnacho. I don't want to be like at this age going, but there's the flickers of hope. Like, form will come, confidence build. Garnacho's back, Varane's back. Just fucking. Well, table looks, if now we put pressure, I hate this, like fourth, but that table. Now, if Brighton lose tomorrow, they're out of the equation. Spurs are out of the equation. So it comes down to if Leicester can do us a favour, and I know it's horrible, but it's against them, so fuck it. Do us a favour, then we need one win and a draw. You know, right, so that's why today was important. Let's ignore June the 3rd until June the 2nd. Can't bear it anymore.
We'll get top four. We will.
Yeah,
I've got no doubt in my mind that we'll get top four.
I don't
four.
Think we're going to drop football. Realistically, it's 4 points, isn't it, in the next three games now. It's going to be.
Well, we should go Bournemouth for safe. We should go now. Fucking hell. Sorry to bring back the Vietnam flashbacks of that trip to Bournemouth, but we should go and beat Bournemouth away. Come on. That should be what Welsh Phil said, the seventh game away win. You know, like, come on.
Seventh. Not even double figures.
I told you it'd be 2-0. And I told you that it'd be comfortable, and I do think it was comfortable.
Yeah,
I don't
they
think
were, they
it wasn't a classic, but at no point did I think they were going to score. So as soon as you take the lead, I don't remember De Gea having to make a save, and it's one of them where I wish we'd have killed it off earlier.
Yeah.
Of course, but it never felt like, oh no, they're gonna. It didn't feel like they were going to do anything.
No, I thought
that so.
I was not disappointed in them, because I expect Wolves to just be like vermin, foxes. And someone said this morning at Euston, I was waiting for my real-time transfer platform, and a pigeon was standing by, and I wasn't staring it out or anything. And then he went Richarlison at him. And I thought, what's that about?
Do you remember in the World? Do you remember in the World Cup where they did that celebration where they were all doing that with?
Oh, I didn't get that. That's an old
that.
But
that was my highlight.
Will you never ever score early in these games? You're going out, Danny. You're not going, are you?
Can I ask you all a question?
Yeah,
sorry to interrupt the podcast. I'm just going to Lou. You didn't need to know that. But we just asked a question out there. Brian, Paul's dad, we know Brian, he's late 60s. He says to me today in the ground, if you had a choice of United finishing top four, and the Champions League, or Leeds going down, what would it be? And I went, Leeds going down, and he went, right answer. Them lot out there have just given the wrong answer, so Brian won't be happy.
It's got to be. I'm selfish.
So what about you three?
I cannot do Thursday, Sundays. I'm mad. I will for the first time celebrate a fourth.
I think it's an age thing. How much do you hate fucking Leeds?
Yeah, but I'd rather Leeds than Wolves. At least Leeds has an anger and I never want to play this last game.
I'm going to go to the loo now, and Brian will be disappointed in the three of you.
Can I just say? Can I just say the one thing we've just said? Nick talked to Paul about Andor, the Star Wars series, and Brian went to Paul. What's that? And then he told him, and Brian's look was, A, I didn't want to hear that answer, and B, I've wasted 10 seconds of my life asking a question about Star Wars. He's in his 60s, and I can't imagine. We'll ask Paul, has Brian ever seen Star Wars?
I get pissed off every game by people having their phones out. Brian must get pissed off about you lot talking about fucking shows that he's never heard of.
We've got to entertain ourselves somehow, because the football's shite.
Because Vegas,
I thought he did.
We'll
continue this out.
Vegas today, and I said to the lad next to me, the lad that I don't know who he was, he changed today. Come on, and we know the lad's not good enough, but God, does he put me after?
He
and
did
take
today.
Me
he
after
hadn't
after the lad.
For a while.
Take me after
for a month, he hadn't. No, and we started today, seeing that a little bit more.
If Martial put that much effort in, he'd be half a good player. Yeah. He really would.
Do you know why Nick's got a dash, though?
I do know why he's got a dash, and we're all boycotting. Well, I think it's terrible, to be honest, that he's not spending time with us, and he's got his new friends and his Eurovision party. I mean, for fuck's sake, what's that about? So, but we're all really upset that you've decided to have him first on the podcast and not us lot.
So we
boycotted him. Well, except I'm not, obviously.
I said on the tram, I was like, watch it when Veghorst came on. I was like, I feel like he's one that we can aspire to, like, in a way. Like, if I was a footballer, if I was given 6 months at United, that's what I'd look like. Do you know what I mean? I'd do fuck all with the ball, but I'd just be running about, just trying to do stuff. And that's the thing, we know that he's not going to be there next season. No. We know he's, you know, we know what he is. But... And I know that Martial scored today, and even when he had that, when it crossed to him, I was like, he's going to miss this. In my head, he wasn't scoring. But at least someone put some work in.
Yes.
Like, in my notes, I just re-saw it then, and I was like, even Martial's passes are half-assed. There was one in the first half. He don't even put enough power on his passes.
We haven't seen the route, and I said, like, I've been a bit critical when you weren't here, but we saw more of the route. And don't get me wrong, it is like the native. We cannot aspire, and I get that about Martial.
No, I don't mean this. Do you know what I mean? No, like, I see myself in him.
Yeah.
That he's not very good, but he's putting some work in.
But imagine being Martial's teammate. They must. But I've got to, because in my monologue, today was, it's been coming for a long time, but I kept thinking, go on, you know, like, he started the season sort of right. I've come to the conclusion, I don't rate Sancho at all.
Well,
I see nothing
there. I said to you, didn't I, today, I was like, you watch the Wolves players, and they were giving him 10 yards. They were literally standing off him by 10 yards and go on.
But Anthony tracks back as well, and it's like Anthony does. You see, even like he was infuriating today. He did the hard part. He gets through, but he set up the goal and was quite. But Sancho doesn't track back. So what's his team now? I thought Wan-Bissaka was your man of the match.
Varane, probably.
I thought Varane was class. Like, put in my notes. I really want him to do all right, but Sancho was just.
We all want that, Nathan.
But. I just don't see, like, he had that good chance, didn't he, towards the end, like, just for, like, the keeper made some good saves for them today. He had that good chance, didn't he, but other than that, he doesn't take a man on. He pulls out of challenges.
Sancho.
Sorry to interrupt you, but just jumping ahead, my pet hate this week.
Yeah, go on.
People that go to Eurovision parties.
But David De Gea, I will say one thing before you go in there. David De Gea, like, coming out. Like, sometimes he doesn't, and then he does. I will say, I'm going to, before we join the rest, because, I will say about the takeover. I know two people, and I'm not going to name them, but we're going to give up if Qatar came in. And obviously, I'm relieved that we haven't got human rights. I'm not a let's celebrate St. Jim, because I'm tired of being the fanzine role, but the fanzine role we've got to be. So we'll call him into account, read the mag, read about his petro-capitalism, you know, that is unedifying. So I don't see, I think the baton carries on, but for a lot of Reds who just want to watch football, which I wish I could do, then let's see, let's, but the devil is in the detail, and I do think we've got to scrutinise whoever it is. Like, let us scrutinise. So it's not so much the Glazers were never going to go without, like, seeing what was best for them. So them having 20% that's eventually sold, look, we've got 100% now. So none of the situations were going to suit what I wanted. So we take the next step and say the likes of me were coming out, but the likes of me will always point out the excesses. But I want a period where we all, like, sort of come together and go, you know what? We're a football club. We've argued. I remember, you know, I've been going personally with a lot of others since 05, and I'm very drained. I do not see the hallelujah. I will toast, I will champagne the Glazers going, even if it's 80%, and then go, what do we work on next? The Fan Zone United is never going to happen. But what the final thing is, someone was telling, Ian McCartney, the historian, was saying about a boardroom argument in 1909, and I thought, I said to him, we're 115 years later. And what history teaches is we never learn anything. So I hope there was a Barney in 1909, I wasn't around, going, but it's draining for everyone, and there's a lot of people. But the situation that could have been confronted, and I know Twitter is full of, they want, but it's our role as a fanzine to go, the challenge, the people who died, you know, to point out the excesses. I don't see it as a competition, but will I be glad? I'm going to have a massive satisfaction when I see that news that 60, 80% of the Glazers are gone. Not ideal, but we don't live in a fucking ideal world. As I keep saying, 2,000 miles away, there are people in Europe being killed on both sides who just want to go to fucking have a beer like we are. So the world is not this nice thing that I ever want it to be. Nick, before you go.
Beautifully summed up, really. I mean, I agree with you. I think the thing is, obviously, we've got to that stage now that anyone's going to get to that. We're never going to like who owns United anyway. But we know that we want them gone anyway. And that's got to be step one. So, yeah, if we can get rid of, so they've got 20% stake in it, I can deal with that because they'll go eventually. And this is the groundbreaking news that we need to kick on. I think Qatar was the pipe dream. The idea of having loads of cash being pumped in a new training ground and new stadium and all the rest of it sounds great in theory, but in practice it doesn't work. ESG have seen that. So the thing is, you just kind of got to worry about getting rid of the Glazers and keep holding them to account. And once they go, to whatever extent that is, and it goes down to 20%, they will go eventually completely. And this is step one.
We will always hold whoever it is to account. But I want, and I've got lots of mates who just go to the football, and it's not a dig at every dig at them, because I just admire, and it's not like even patronise. I take it all too seriously. I take every little intricacy, you worry like too much. What does surprise me on a pure taking away the human rights is that the Qatar brief for a long time, and maybe credit Seuss, I'm fed up of knowing about PIKs and Singapore stock market and Cayman Island and what Qatar have done in. But what they briefed, they would blow any bit out of the water, and then when push comes to shove, they haven't. I will say, as a pertinent point is, for 3 months, they have had good PR. I hope, people saying, I hope Qatar take over. So that in itself is a washing operation of their PR. But I'm tired of it all, and I want a resolution. Paul, we're going to go outside, but do you want... We'll talk football in a minute, but how do you feel about... If Nick's going, all right, cheers, Nick. Have a nice night.
Can I just say that I don't think there's any good resolution. I think both, like we said, both have got questionable issues. But the one thing, when looking on social media, I don't really go on Twitter, but when you see, like, and everyone's just, and everyone's up to their own, have got their own opinion and stuff. But the thing that gets me is, I mentioned it a few weeks ago, is when people are saying they're wanting the club back and stuff like that, but they're willing to give it to someone who we don't know who that person is. Do you know what I mean? Like, Ratcliffe isn't... Ratcliffe isn't perfect. We know that. But we know he's a perfect, do you know what I mean? And it's just like the Qatar bloke. All we know is his name and one photograph. And it's like, apparently he's been to all these games over the years, he's been a United fan, he's been to the games, blah blah blah. There's no pictures of this, and it's just like, I know it's all bollocks. And it's what I don't understand is all these people are so desperate to get rid of the Glazers and want to give it to him because they know he's got money. But you're handing our club to someone that we just don't know who this person is. Do you know what I mean?
I've stayed very, very quiet on the subject because I'm happy to admit, unlike most people on social media, that I've got no clue about the background of these people, and nor am I a financial expert. As for Qatar, I can't, you know, half the people posting about it on Twitter are clearly fucking bots or 15-year-old kids sat in the bedroom
halfway around the world
expecting that, you know, and for them it's like FIFA. All the they're not in it for what we're in it for. It's not something that they fucking.
But I have got mates, Paul, who do want, and I get, like, after 18 years, it's like we've had our toys taken away. That's the wrong. Well, we've had everything denied us. So I get that there's this oasis shown, you know, like, oh, we can do things. But our argument, you know, we called out City for so long, we called out Newcastle, and the one thing that I found that reprehensible is that the briefing, that we don't know, he didn't have a Wikipedia page, and then we're suddenly fed this, he wears a United kit in five aside.
To be honest, mate, any alleged clued up, time served United fan who desires that, I've got no time for. I realise it, and that's their opinion. But I've just got no time for that.
You're just giving it to someone.
You're giving it to someone else. I've got no time.
And how do you feel about my mindset that I have to? I don't trust Ratcliffe, but I'm not going
to. Well, I don't trust Ratcliffe, no. but I'm quite prepared to not trust Ratcliffe. In the same way, I never trusted Glazer. In the same way, I never trusted Edwards. Yeah. In the same way that I looked with suspicion at Michael Knighton, because you know I'm quite content with a situation that I am not going to be on board with what our owners are doing, what they're thinking, what they're charging, everything. Because I've never sucked up to my boss in work. I don't expect to be best mates with any authority figure that I encountered in my life. That's me. I just don't see it as something that I'm going to embrace anyone in that sort of position. So that's why I'm relatively sanguine about the whole process. I am not going to be happy with whatever happens. Yeah. And
we can't have any influence over it. This is where, like, they're taking it too seriously, and I feel drained after, like, and it's, but then that's an age thing. We're of a certain, let the youngsters then work out the next battles, or maybe there aren't battles. Maybe they've got a good period.
I just find it fucking weird that there are people cheerleading for billionaires, preferences for these people. Because why the fuck would any genuine fans of the club be trying to entrenched in either camp or any possibility?
It made me laugh. I mean, months ago when people were messaging Musk and going, will you take over United? And I said, fucking hell. I mean, like, let's just go full on. Sorry, Nathan. Good.
I just,
like you say about cheerleading and stuff, it's just, to me, it's the people who are cheerleading for Qatar are cheerleading a picture of a bloke, and that's it, and the dream that he's going to change things. And I just think if you know, based on, you know, the saying it's not the same people, but PSG have done nothing.
No, they haven't.
But they're in a shit league, and the winning the league every year, but that's the least you can expect. They've not built a new stadium. That they've only just, I think
few months ago they've started building like a brand new training ground as well. But they've been in charge for 10 years.
I know, but
so everyone who's expecting them to come in and go, we're going to build a new stadium, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. But there's no evidence that this specific bloke is going to do that. And two, really, we know it's the same people. And there's no track record.
You want to get Cyrus here?
Nathan, we're already over-egging it, even referencing that
aspect.
That aspect of it doesn't mean a fucking thing. It's like literally, you're talking about kids talking utter shite on Twitter. So but they don't also, even the they PS, don't even merit any recognition.
For me, the PSG is irrelevant. It's like, this is what, like, and I get down about it all, you know, like, but again, like, let's celebrate them going soon. But it's like that he was a representative for the Qatar Investment Authority. You know, he was representative of the state, and then suddenly he's a Brit. But let's just hope that there's. We've done all we can. I know, like, but the people. John, do you care about who owns us? Oh, that's not.
I've talked about with a lot of my friends about the Edwards, obviously the Glazers. Everyone else in between, the Murdochs who didn't get it because it's discussed in the House of Commons, and I'll lose the will to live on the whole thing. But your point there about the Qataris, I hadn't thought about at all. Looking at the PSG angle, get some players in. And I thought it might actually be. I looked at it like your angle, and I think you're right.
Yeah, but their ultras are now saying they're not going to support them.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
they're kicking off. Who's coming through? Like, I hate bringing them up, but the way everyone expects that they're going to take over and we're going to become the way that City are. It's horrible to say that we're aspiring to be them.
Well,
football. Got more to sack that Nathan.
Who at PSG? You're not watching PSG and going, they're bringing through the next generation of French youngsters. They're not doing anything. Like, and it's the same people.
But you get hands up. That crossed my mind. That.
But you go about murder. You know, like being the eternal aggravator. You know, like we're never happy with the owners. And most, I'd say, 99% of football clubs have owners they don't like. But it's a bit draining.
If you're
and it's nothing to do. Yeah, no, but even when we were winning, the good thing about United,
that's
was
a good
when
thing
we
about
were winning,
news, even
when we were winning, when we were winning Champions League, we were pointing out their excess, but after 18 years, maybe it's my own, you know, neurosis, but I thought it would be better than, you know, like, it will be, but right now I feel like even it's convoluted that we've gone on and man's looking at half
Barrett.
Like
it has to be
right, let's go out. Anyway, John, what did you think about today's game? I've had enough of talking about Glazers.
Need to get a striker. You saw it again. You know, again, we could have finished up 1-1. Wolves, he can't play a better team in this size of the season. Someone mid-table who doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, but Wolves are just Wolves.
I know, but if you don't put the ball in the back of the net for a second early enough, you trip up. You've seen it 1,000 times. Villa could have got one. I know I'm pushing it, the Wolves could have got one, but they could have done. And then you draw the game again.
Well, thank God we got the Diego Costa of our ilk. It was like us. I mean, like, what?
He showed some passion, didn't he?
I was watching it.
He's the wanky player that you want in your side.
I would, not now. Is but it, I would have had him.
He's
a
pantomime villain.
But
I said, you see the way he kicked the ball.
You want him in your team.
Not the funny bit.
He's a twat.
But I said,
he's a nits.
Do you remember?
When it was at his best, it was good. Very good.
The very first week of COVID, Atletico Madrid travelled. I put them away. Do you
remember?
Liverpool. And he coughed in the Spanish reporter's face. And I said, that's the sort of cunt.
He's an absolute cunt. But if he's your cunt, you love him. And that's what he's like. Well, and I've always wanted to play. He's the only one showing the passion.
So let's. How many twats do we have in the side? On our side? Not enough.
We've got Martinez.
Bruno's a twat, though,
isn't he? No, he's a pantomime twat. Martinez is a proper twat.
And Bruno,
he does it properly.
Antony's got it in it.
I didn't like the Brighton bit, though, because he could have got sent off. When he kicked the bloke up in the arse, he could have got sent off for that. And, like, channel it. Do it at the right moment. Casemiro sort of tamed that. Bruno, am I being unfair when I keep saying, get up, Bruno. Get up, Bruno.
Well,
right, let's carry
this
on
outside. Because we've been telling him to shut up.
No.
Was that against Bill? It might have been the last home game. And there's a clip of zoomed in on Sancho, and he's just like, basically, I can't remember the exact words, but he's just saying, stop being mad. Or
yeah, but then Bruno could take him to the fucking trade descriptions act and say, will you be a footballer? I'm sorry, that's wrong. Let's go outside.
So, today's game.
Hang on.
Don't ask me a ball, we left it outside.
No, you didn't. No. Right, so we're all part of the Boot Bout Wow is going to get the winner in the 89th minute. United aren't going to play a short corner. Sure to Bruno, they go, no, put it in there. He heads the winner. Madrid have beaten City. I'm talking about them even though I didn't want to. Everton have got a result tomorrow. Brighton have beaten them. Brentford have beaten them. And we all end up happily.
And then your alarm clock goes
I've literally had about a sip since the last one. Oh, today.
I'm going to smoke some of that shit.
It was quite fortuitous to be playing a team with absolutely nothing to play for, really. It was just a nice stroll in the sun.
I think that's the same for the rest of the three games we've got, isn't it? The rest of the three games we've got, they've got nothing to play for.
Don't bang the table.
Real 72 going to
run. You both host better podcasts than I do, Nathan and Paul. You know that.
So today... it's okay. Thankfully, we got the result, but we're just so shy of goals, aren't we? You know what I mean?
I was happy. I didn't mention it before. I was happy for Garnacho coming on the score.
Yeah. Gone by then.
No, thank you.
The pub was calling, but we just. Like looking further forwards, we're so crying out for a striker, aren't we? You know what I mean?
Does one striker change all this?
No, it doesn't. Like, but Kane. Although I'm fully aware, I mean, I was in when we signed Van Persie. I was very much of the. I'm not happy with this sort of short-term thinking, and I know we'd be signing Kane with 2 or 3 years in mind as opposed to 7 or 8, but I think he would genuinely, given how good a footballer he is, I think he would transform United. I've given up on Sancho completely. He is missing that sort of mindset that's required to succeed at a place like Old Trafford. I just don't think he's got it.
I think the game where Van Persie was like satisfied with the title, and then obviously whatever Fergie had told him about next year, it all went to shit. I think Kane is sort of, and he's had a good season for him, but he's sort of like realised, oh, I can't do this anymore.
I think he'd be hungry.
I think he'd go on another season.
And the key thing with Kane is, I think he's such a good footballer. Aside from his goal contributions, I don't watch an awful lot of football other than United, but whatever I've seen of him, he's so tidy. He runs the channels really well, you know, in the same way that Cole used to do. He'll move left, he'll move right, picks the ball up, lays it off really well, just really neat and tidy in the way that United are hot and messy.
What do we do for the FA Cup final? I'm sorry, I'm mentioning the odds. What do we do to win that?
Shithouse it. Completely shithouse it.
So Bruno is a false nine, or whatever it is.
I am not that tactically astute to be able to summarise in a paragraph what we actually do. But we basically go out there, defend for our lives. And I'd play Garnacho. I would just pray to God that we nick a goal. The key thing.
Varane, Lindelof, and Shaw at the back, or Maguire at the back?
No, I wouldn't play Maguire.
Lindelof's done enough.
Hopefully, we've got Varane, haven't we?
No, but I think we need another defender. Two defensive.
I'd play Varane. Varane, Lindelof, Shaw, Dallo, if I had a choice of who's going to be available.
See, I like Wan-Bissaka.
It was great. No way. I would get it in tomorrow. Really? I'm better than Wan-Bissaka. He gives you.
I know Paul's not his best fan.
If you've got a right, I don't disagree with that.
But if you've got a right back that does give you nothing up front, he gets a nosebleed when he goes past the halfway line, can't cross it, then you've got to be the best defender in the world. You've got to be Carlos. You've got to be a superb right back.
Well, here's a question for you, Riaz. Are you sure you don't want to speak?
I've been on.
Sorry, Nathan. When we, about a year ago, we spoke in the pub and you said you were at your wit's end with United.
Yes.
So have you got your mojo back for it?
Oh, I think we're miles away from last week. What I meant about Weggy. He kept running, he doesn't stop. No, I think from where we were this time last year, look at this. We won one trophy, top four. But we're in the running, and we've got a cup final to play. We wouldn't have done that last year. So, you know, I think Ten Hag's done a fantastic job. I'm really happy with the direction of travel. If the Glazers can go, or 80% go, and give us some money, because we need some money, and buy some decent players, we're probably about three or four players away from challenging. I don't know if we're anywhere near City, even with three or four players. But it was a challenge. That'll do, mate, because we're so... I was so despondent for so long. You know, we lived through the Moyes years, and then we had bloody... Never liked Marino. Didn't like him. Didn't like Van Gaal. Didn't like... I like Giggs when he came in for that temporary thing. I like Carrick when he came in for that temporary thing. I loved Ollie, still do, but he just couldn't hold the dressing room together. I don't know who that guy from Austria is. I have no idea. I can't remember his name. Ralph something. So bad. But we seem to have a manager who stands out in front of the touchline. Like, this is my ground. I'll tell you what's going on. He stands square, doesn't he? Stands square, has a go at it. If things are going bad, he still stands square. I like this guy, and I think that's the best thing.
I think
thing.
We all do. I think beyond the rant after West Ham, he has to sort the away form. Oh, you know, we have to.
Can I talk about those two defeats? Yeah. Right, Brighton, West Ham. Poor results, yeah. We're tired, man. We're tired. You look at the players. Right, De Gea made that horrible mistake, but they're all so tired. They're playing game in, game out. And today, I thought, got a bit of legs towards these. They've had a few days off.
Yeah.
And I think we'll be back on the pattern again. If we hadn't had so many games to play, we would have been flying high. And we were until the fixtures hit us.
Well, I do think it was better. It was Wolves. So, like, go. But
oh, the ones that
they're going back to, like, I'm trying to cling to every iota is that if, say, we get a nudge against the Scousers, Leicester do us a favour. And if we do qualify for top four early, I hope that we don't then get a trade-off, you know, like form. I think then it allows you a bit more, yeah, you know, we've done not the bare minimum, because this was our target, top four and a trophy. It's like it should go, yeah. You know, and also that we're Man United. Like, the one thing I've clung through the whole of this time against June the 3rd, and part of, a lot of me is dreading it, but United fans will be going there with fucking win Man United it, with the biggest support in the country, and we will show it that day. We will. So United players should go, bring this fucker on. What did Lou Macari say in 77? Did they look at him in that tunnel and go, this lot are better than us? But he went, they're better than us, but we're going to fucking beat them.
I'll tell you something. So where I live, in a very nice suburb of Stockport, there's an old fella called Phil. Phil, if you're listening, 82 years old. Every time I see him, I say, Phil, how are you doing? He goes, well, I woke up this morning, that'll do me. He still goes to the games. He can't go to the evening games. He's 82 years old. He gets a lift to the games, and he, for the early games like today, God, Saturday, 3 o'clock. And he said to me,
remember those?
God, well, we've had one today.
And
that was about
one next week. What's that all about?
He said to me, I said, Phil, are you worried about June the 3rd? He said, I'll tell you what, I don't want them to win anything. However, I want them to win the league. What? I want them to win Champions League. What?
but I want us to dick them in the final. And do you know what? That says it all. That will be 77 all over again. It will be. And for Phil, God bless you, Phil. Good guy from Middleton. Oh, my God. What a guy this guy. I can't tell you how nice this guy is. He's gone through so much shit. His missus died 6 years ago. Horrible cancer. He's such a nice guy. Still comes down me local. Still hobbles down there. Phil, I know you're listening to the podcast. Bless you, mate. Bless
but
you.
This, let's hope they come through. This is why United is for all of us. You were saying about your family, what we do, why we do it. It's the old lad next to me who says next season he needs to move lower down because it's like, and you've given him United contacts, sort him out, United. It is. It's so beyond the 90 minutes. And it's like, that's why we fucking...
I remember being a... Madrid, I think, or Barcelona was with, well, the usual chappy tours. There's four of us there. And Paul's, you know, taking care of proceedings, and we did the podcast, and we were talking about how important this is to our life, and then he said, yeah, that's why three of us are divorced and one of us is a widower, because, you know, we have nothing else.
Avanti have thrown everything at me.
Oh,
this
completely.
Season. What's your hate of the week, Riaz?
Oh, my goodness, mate. My hate of the week. No, you know what, Barney?
You've caught, it's good.
No, you've caught me on a bad moment here, because I am sunburnt. For those who don't, mate, I am Asian. I am sunburnt, because I've been away with me. You, new young lady. Oh, you do. You're right. We went away to Cyprus. Had four glorious nights.
Do we do shout-outs on
this? Oh, yeah. Without doubt, four glorious nights and four glorious nights in Cyprus.
Oh.
Weather was stonking, and
not
I got
the same hotel as United where you went with United.
No, that's been Paul. That's been bit on the side. And you know
that's
what we did?
Say, I said to her,
I said, "Dee, look, we're going to walk to this hotel." She goes, "Well, never mind, walk there. Just take a picture of me going like that." And I sent it to Paul. I said, "You're so last year. I'm with someone else now."
Yeah, but I remember, like. It was, we'll do a year away. I said to Nathan earlier, I want to do a year away with him next year. And it's like, I look at those photos, I didn't go Cyprus, of you supping, those cocktails.
Cyprus,
and if ever, like, it was pissing down in the UK, and I just think, you know, there's nothing worse than getting sent year away pictures when you're not on it.
I'm going to have a word
but
here.
But sunburn
about...
isn't really, that's your own fault.
Oh, that is me. Well, I just thought because I'm dark, I won't burn. I just have to say about Nathan, I'm going to embarrass you here, because I listen to the podcast religiously. I like it. I really do like it. That's why I paid the subscription. I really like it. Your commentary...
We only have 10. No. Please support the magazine.
Jesus.
anyway.
Put your money in. The rest of it anyway.
Bob Geldof.
You are so good. You were so good. Your commentary is all very incisive and very, very good. Do you take notes and all that?
I do, Riaz, as well.
It doesn't show, Barney. It does show that he does. He's really
even
on the
his bullfighting thing, I thought was great.
Oh, he's just always on the level, you.
I envisaged
really
lords for bullfighters in
that's
my
what
head.
It was,
it
that's
was
what
lords
it was.
For bullfighting.
I was walking through, and I just met Paul for just before we flew back. Met him for a couple of beers, and I was a bit pissed. And I was walking through, and it was really nice. And it's just like, and then I realised the reason that they were all there, and it just really pissed me off.
But what, like, Red News, we would have maybe met, you know, like, but it's such a community and a wider community meeting you lot. You know, like,
without
it's...
Doubt, let me paint the picture here. There's about five, six, seven of us. There's a few in there as well. The sun's shining. We're outside in the beer garden. Everyone's having a drink. Everyone's had a big drink today. And do you know what? It's a lovely sense. We've won the game. Everything's rosy, and that's
who's
what it's
winning
about.
Eurovision?
Well, no, actually, I have to say my daughter, Anna. She's a... as many
can
as
you
I can get in.
A couple of quid extra
I've done Nathan. I've done Anna. Oh my God, massive Eurovision fan. She reckons Finland will win it, so put your money on that.
Right, Paul, hate of the week. Hate of the week, come on. Have we got no hates? Hate of the week. And then we're done.
I've got a hate.
Go on. Paul first.
My hate of the week is football being a winter sport, because today has just been so nice. And we only get four or five of these a season.
Yeah.
I'd love this if it
and
if
I
this
missed
was
Everton.
Everything.
You had this Everton, didn't you? Yeah,
but
like,
as Nick, I said it to Nick
you're not
before,
going,
and
home. You're not going home.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
I'm getting out.
Well, give us hate of the week. Sorry, Nathan. This is why I'm shit at doing this.
I can't remember. I said it on the podcast. But my hate, not of the week, but of the last. Basically, have I said this on the podcast about airlines overhead lockers?
Yes.
I have said that.
You gotta let that.
But I need to let it go. Because I'm always pissed when I do.
Yeah, but it's like Nick and his prep. That, like, we've got to let these things go. You can't go home. This is upsetting. And that, I feel I'm a goldfish. I just stare at things, and then that's why I've got no concentration.
I haven't got any other
hate of the week.
Hate of the week. Hate. What pisses
we need Cockney subtitles. Is there anything that's wound you up in the world apart from me in the last week?
Anything that's
anything.
It doesn't have to be football.
It's and it will be edited out if it's inappropriate.
Can you believe that reaction?
Sorry, Danny.
Not really. No, nothing's bothered me this week.
It can be umbrellas. I don't like umbrellas.
I don't think umbrellas. Umbrellas bother me. I don't think there's anything bothering me this week. Everything's good.
The good thing is,
I can't.
Anything apart from airline
overhead lockers. Fucking doesn't
matter. Fucking trains!
Trains. That's been a constant of the year. And I tell you what annoyed me at West Ham. I got a bus. I know Cockney land. Got a bus. So, in the old days, you'd just go to the bus driver and he would pick you up at a red light. He looked at me like it was a piece of shit. And I was going. And I thought, well, is the bus? I didn't know. I was that pissed after. Where's the bus stop? It was literally like then 2 centimetres away. And I thought he could have, by the language of sign language, said, you're being a twat, it's there. And he just looked at me like as a piece of shit and got on. And I thought, like, I had all these brave ideas, viva la revolution. And I just sat there. But I lost the Red News card reader. I lost the Red News card reader in the run that was 2 centimetres to the bus. And no one... At West Ham. Right, any hates of the week, lads?
Well, part of the Eurovision party that I've mentioned before.
I have none. Life's great.
John, have you hate of the week?
Pardon?
Hate of the week.
Oh, fucking heck. City scoring a goal that should have been... It was clearly out of play.
Can I give my joy of the week? I've got joy of the week.
What's joy?
Going to my daughter's football match this morning. Listen. And City fans moaning that their allocation for this week's home game against Real Madrid has mainly gone to supporters clubs. And all the season ticket holders of many years haven't got tickets because the way City have released the tickets, apparently. And I was like, fucking happy days, welcome to our world.
But I thought all City fans lived within a mile of the stadium. So why have they got supporters clubs?
Oh, no.
Why are you talking to?
No. Yeah. I'm going to leave them
back. Man of the match. Do we do that sort of
Wan-Bissaka.
I'd have one there.
Wan-Bissaka.
I like it. Yeah, but Danny hates him.
Who?
They did Wan-Bissaka.
No, can't stand him. Does me head in. I think he's fucking shit.
We'll be more beer.
I like Wan-Bissaka.
No. It's not good enough.
No, but half of them are. But you cannot go from the half that we need.
No, but I can't.
You can't.
I can't get past that. I can't get past.
You've got
the
to
two
admit
or three
he has
years.
Improved, Paul. Dramatically.
Yeah, but
both of them, Dalot and him.
Dalot, I'll give it that Dalot has improved this season, but I cannot bring myself to. My position on him was clear.
Yeah.
Within 10 games of him signing, turning up. I just think, cut your losses, abort.
Well, you get a fee now. I tell you the one thing, like today, that struck in my head, where he's having one for the road.
Danny's getting me one.
I'll tell you what did. And Luke Mourinho patronised him. And he has had, we know he's done his weight thing, he's had pelters throughout his United career, sure. But Shaw, when he read the ball, well, from our corner where they attacked for a counter-attack, and he read the man the whole way for 60 yards to follow the man and then intercept it, I thought Luke Shaw is like, it dwindles, doesn't it, but he's right up there for play of the season. Fair fucks to him.
I changed my opinion on him massively. Is it 2021 when we got to the final against Villarreal? he was our player of the season that year, the COVID year. Yeah. The second COVID year.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
But that was...
Yeah, all right.
In less brutal terms. But, no, I changed my opinion massively. But then he suffered... there was a major dip, wasn't there, last season. Yeah. We've seen him at his best again. I think he's a great player. But he's never, ever had that... It's a shame that he's gone through his 20s. And we've had two
Mourinho,
good seasons.
I know Mourinho,
yeah, Mourinho did,
but got a stock on. But he must have set him back years. Because to have a bloke like patronise you that badly, you can only do it with it. And I know, like Mourinho, people still love. You know, like Roma, he'll get the fans up. But to work for him must be like you go. It's an important factor. Like your bosses at work, they must be awful having someone like that treating you like sheep.
Yeah, completely. But no, sure. United starting left back. As far as I'm concerned, he's fit. We've got no issue in that position. I think he's a really good player. Player of the season? I don't think so. I think for me, Martinez makes the biggest difference. Casemiro's so much gone off the boil since that second red.
We talked about it during the game. Why do you think that is?
Because I think the second red card has just like planted major sort of.
Like even today, it felt like.
But does he get suspended if he gets more yellow cards?
Yeah.
Or is that a kind of?
Well, he needs to get.
He's getting one every game. Now.
Yeah, I know.
Are they picking on him?
No, I think he's a fantastic.
No, not us, but the refs picking on him now. Like he's the Rooney type. Oh, I'll give him. I just think
he's brilliant, but I just think he's always played in La Liga, and this is a very different, and it's taking time to catch up to the.
Yeah, I think
I was saying, but I think this change of subject slightly. If Sir Jim takes over, he's going to have to. There's going to be a lot. I'm interested in what the fans in general are going to take of that. But I hope and I would like to think he'll come in, try and get Kane, and try and get Rice.
I like
that's
Rice.
What I would do.
Maybe like,
and
oh,
I think
yeah.
Rice.
I think he's a.
I think come in.
He's not superstardom, but he's.
But I just. It's coming in.
And he'd have a hunger.
With intent.
But I tell you what, like, I'd fucking ransack Leicester if they go down.
Yeah.
I'd ransack Leicester on the cheap. If we are going to operate on the. They've got several players who would improve our squad. And I'm not talking first choice, you know, like that's your Champions League. I'm talking there's players there who are hungry.
You're talking like
Tillemans, Madison, Barnes even. Like it would improve us as a squad. They would offer more than we've got. And we'll be like they're gonna have to sell if they go down. But I want them to win on Monday, so right, we have literally carried this on for a long time.
Yeah, shut up, you boring.
I love you all. We won. That is all I wanted tonight.
And that's it.
I would have been crying if they'd have equalised.
Well, they didn't know,
no,
so shut up.
We should be all right now. Yeah.
Your confidence, you're never that confident.
No,
when
was
the last podcast when in the Pev? And I edited, like, I went through it and you were so, we're done. And then we lost the next 2 points. So that was on you, that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, perhaps I jumped the gun. But I was supremely confident, but the last two away games were just fucking, I mean, Brighton, you know, we lost last minute. Can happen. West Ham was just dismal, wasn't it?
I felt deflated, and I say the United end just felt so unusual. Like, it's a shithole. I hate going there. Why didn't we send him down? Like, cheers, everyone. Nathan?
Glow, glow, Man United.
To the regiment.
Bye.
Gumpy fries.
Right, Danny. What time are we on?
Quarter past ten now. We've been out all day. All day. And all I've had to eat is...
Scampi fries!
No, I had some Weetabix about 7 o'clock.
How many?
2 and a bit of banana. And now I've had 4 packets of Scampi fries and 6 pints of Guinness, 4 pints of Estrella. And I feel all right. I feel good. So anyway, do you want to ask me a question? Or?
if you could have Old Trafford how you want it to be, what would be your Old Trafford?
The stadium, you mean? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think like we've all thought it's getting outdated. That maybe in the mid 90s it was one of the, you know, maybe one of the top five in Europe, but now it's not even the top 50. Maybe that's what we all know and all believe or whatever. My biggest fear is we're going to create this new stadium, this brand new spanking stadium, maybe in a car park across the way. And my biggest fear is I'm going to get my new seat and I turn round and you dickheads will still be next to me. That's my biggest fear. So I don't know how I can get beyond that.
Go on, Paul.
I want bar service. Like, quite seriously, bar service, like they do in America, where you can drink in the stands. I want...
Well,
you'd take the piss though.
Eh?
You'd take to the piss.
Is it like naked? Like
No, nothing ridiculous.
I'm not getting involved.
I just want standard bar service. I don't want any knobheads who I don't like stood in front of me filming anything.
You've got that already. No, that means being Barney and everyone's gonna have to move.
No. I don't want anyone allowed to have iPhones or.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, anyone filming in front of me.
This happened today, all day.
Yeah, but the thing is, I don't mind those people doing it because they're doing what they feel they have to do.
Because it's their big day out.
Yeah.
Well, their big day out didn't used to be in K-Stand, did it? And that's the thing.
I'd say. You remember the K-Stan Barmy Army?
K-Stan Barmy Army!
Look it up.
Yeah. Remember
that. But what did United do? And what makes me sad?
Do you know what?
They knew that whole, if you could walk, which you could do, from the R section all the way down to the end, it was like, oh no, it's a borough. We can't have that. We can't have United fans mingling with each other. And the minute that happened, that was a death knell. They put walls up at various intervals. But if you watch that K-Stan Barmy Army,
I never considered that.
I knew it at the time. It was like, why are they doing this?
When I first got that seat to fuck us over. In K-Stan, when the Stratford End was going. So I'm talking 30, I've had that seat 30 years. The clientele in that K-Stan. Jesus, Barry, you know yourself, don't you?
We got ours in 89.
I miss
miss everything.
No. What I genuinely miss. This is a very, very pertinent point. I miss the fact that everyone used to sit down. Everyone was sat down.
Oh, you boring gits. You boring old gits.
Everyone was sat down and you had the gentle breeze of weed smoking across.
Yeah, but then they
could, you know what I mean? Drifting across. No, this is important.
Yeah.
Drifting across the stands. The only time everyone stood up was during a big game. Whereas now, everyone's stood up every game. And like, going back... going back 4 or 5 years, you had stewards sitting everyone down. I would prefer it if everyone could sit down and bring back smoking weed in the ground.
That's why everyone sat down.
But that's what should be the case in case now.
But there's a good lad who confidentiality on the Watergate United won't even work through the records. But I was never good at taking drugs. Fucking hell. But on smoking weed, a whole era of gay stand was coming through. And there's a lad like I love and I've grown up with, and he'd say like, and I'd say like, I'd take the minimal here because I'd be fucked. And my legs would go. And like that whole...
It was like a whiff of
ethos.
That's perfect. It was the smell of it. Yeah. And I tried to tell my daughter. The week about. We sat outside a booze in Glossop, and somebody come out and have a cigarette, and she said, "Oh my God, the smell's terrible." My daughter's 11, and I'm like we had to put up with, like the half time was like an opium den, but it was like an opium den. Behind the stand. But not only that, what you're getting at, Paul, it's actually in the stand, wasn't it?
Now, if we go toilet at half time, people are appalled, like it smells.
Do you not miss them? Well, I miss more than anything. I know it's like a load of old men and
Danny,
and
everything else. Miss it all.
But what I miss more than anything is the crack. Because when I was quite...
Have you not had the crack today?
No, yeah, we have, between us lot. But when me and you entered that case stand, we were quite young guys. And we looked up to the people around us. And them characters are not there anymore. When characters... No, Jesus Christ, the characters we used to sit around. It was hilarious. I used to love it. And them characters aren't there. Maybe because now we're the older people and we're the characters. I don't know.
No one wants to actually mingle with us.
They
look at us like...
We're dinosaurs or whatever. Yeah, you're right. But I used to go home and go, my God, these guys in the case stand, you know, because that's
they do
the
that
characters.
Selling the mag. I hope that... Because like Drunken Dave and fucking Mackie and Mallet and... Like people I could name,
name them all. You know, they're all legends, all of them. Every single person.
I hope when they come.
Alright.
I think because of the music in the background, we need to end it. And thank you and good night.
Goodbye again.
It's good. You might need to edit that.
Not
it's
me.
Not as bad as Steve.
Oh, that was not.